scout leader. I'd take the kids out in the woods, and we'd sing Indian songs at night. Estelle would be with me, and they'd be all around the fire, and I'd sing witchy tie tie, horanita, horanita, hey, 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 water spirit running round my head, make me feel glad that I'm not dead. Witchy tie tie, horanita, hina, hana, hona. As I taught these little boys the ways of the woods, we set up their little tents. I made sure they were in there, their little pup tents, two by two. I showed them how to wash their teeth safely with the mountain stream water. And then we turned in for the night. And, of course, now Estelle would always get frisky when we'd be outdoors and start giggling and pulling at my jammies. Say, Estelle. Estelle, now. Now, you leave my pajama top tucked in now, baby. Because we're in a tent. We're not in our house. You are a little noisy when it comes to... So let's... We got all those Boy Scouts up. We got 42 Boy Scouts, so we're still... Let's keep it quiet. All right? That's it. Easy, easy. Oh, that's nice. All right. That's it. There we go. We don't want to get to thrashing. We don't want the tent falling down on us because it'll arouse attention. So let's just try to be as delicate with each other as we can, all right? All right, let me have access. There we have access. Yes, yes, yes. Shut it. Ooh, there you sweet kettle. Easy, easy, baby, easy. Shh, shh. All right, now keep it down, baby. Keep it down, baby. All right. Yes, yes. All right. Hey, hey. Tell you what, why don't you just bite this pillow a second, if you would. Hey. All right, you're my baby. I don't mean baby. Oh, oh, all right, easy, let's go. Shh. One of the kids shouted from his head, Scoutmaster Reese with Ellie, is everything okay? I said, yes. Yeah, everything's fine. Y'all go back to sleep now. All good Indians should be in their beddies. I said, Estelle, you shut up. These kids are hearing you. And I said, oh, God, for Christ's sake. Good. Estelle! Estelle, you keep it down or I'm going to stop. I am going to stop, Estelle. What do you think this is? Yeah. These kids, you know, I can hear the kids out there whispering, what's going on? What's wrong with Mrs. Grease Finelli? I don't understand it, dear. But, next thing you know, Estelle started moving with that left to right movement that just always used to capture me. And always used to capture me, and I'd be like, oh, that's dangerous. Estelle is dangerous. Oh, la, 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 la. Oh, la, 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 la. Oh, la, 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 hold it down. Hold it down. Yeah. She wouldn't hold it down. She wouldn't hold it down there. I mean, what the hell? I know she's going to make a lot of noise anyway. I know she's going to make a lot of noise anyway. Try making it with your hand. In for a penny, in for a pound. Let's go for the bomb. With trembling hand, I lit a camel as one of the little kids came to the tent flap with all the color drained out of his face. Estelle was just laughing. Estelle was just laughing. I opened the tent flap and I saw all 42 Boy Scouts just a standing there, holding their little hats in their hands, looking in. I said, y'all go back to sleep. Everything's fine. Mrs. Grease Minnelli just had a little bit of indigestion, that's all. It happens out here in the woods. Sometimes all good little Indians get indigestion, so y'all go back to bed. They said, okay. And as they walked back to their tents, I heard one of them mutter to the other, jeez, I'm glad it was just indigestion. It sounded like somebody's getting...